now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to Graham. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am also Pastor Roland. This is Talk to a Pastor. Today we're going to have some interesting questions that I'm going to answer on the air that have come in from listeners and from visitors to my blog on the internet. Talk to a Pastor is the name of this program because I am a pastor and I answer questions. Have you ever wanted to ask a pastor a question, or do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Would you like a third-party opinion on some issue, some life issue or relationship issue? Well, that's what I'm here for. You can send me an email and I will answer your question. Or you can go to my blog and find out more about how to get answers from a pastor. Now, let's begin with today's questions. First of all, I get very often I get the question, you know, if God is such a loving God, how could he allow suffering? And that's a perennial question that I get, and I'll give you an answer. Now, you may not like the answer. You may not like it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. First of all, now you may not like the answer, I have to warn you. But if you are sincere, you won't mind. A lot of people who are not sincere ask the question because a lot of people want to reject. See, let me tell you something. I'll never forget, I was listening to Dr. D. James Kennedy. He used to have a very wonderful radio program. He's passed away now. But he had a wonderful radio program where he would research people, research topics, and then have a Christian response to some of the issues. So one of the things he was talking about was evolution. He was talking evolution. And I'll never forget what he said. They asked one of the most important founders of the whole evolution movement. They asked one of the most important founders why people are so interested in evolution, or why they go for it, even though it's so flawed. And this founder said, the reason why, he said, I'll tell you the truth, I'll tell you why. The real reason why so many people buy into evolution is because the idea of God interferes with their sexual proclivities. God interferes with their sexual proclivities. See? Now that's the real reason why so many people are opposed to God. They don't like the idea of someone to whom they must be obedient, someone to whom they owe fealty. See? They want to do their own thing. They want to do their own thing. They want to be free to thumb their nose and go off and do whatever they feel like. But have you noticed, now here's an interesting thing, have you noticed how people who thumb their nose at God and who go off and do whatever they feel like, have you noticed that they become enslaved? See, they don't want to bow their knees to God, but they end up enslaved. See, they end up serving other masters. They become enslaved to drugs, to money, to work, to alcohol, to pornography, to promiscuity. See, and so on. They become enslaved to something else. See, because they thumb their nose at God. See how that works? Well, I haven't even given you the answer yet as to why, you know, the question, if there's a loving God, why does he allow suffering? Well, I'll give you the answer after this important announcement. Please stay tuned. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name, Pastor Roland. I hope you're enjoying today's program. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the issue of why would a loving God allow, suffering? Well, there is a certain mystery to it. I can't give you the answer, but I can give you a couple of clues. Number one, okay, now those of you who don't like the idea of God and who don't like Christianity and so on, you're not going to like this answer, but it's true. And that is that it's basically his ball game. It's his ball game. He created everything and designed it, and basically he can do what he wants. Now, God has created millions and billions and billions. You remember Carl Sagan? He used to say billions and billions of years. It's very sad. Carl Sagan, one of the most brilliant people, and yet he never found God. He remained an atheist, at best an agnostic, but either an agnostic or an atheist, despite how brilliant he was, which shows you how pride and study interferes with finding God. But anyway, he used to say billions, so I'll say billions. God created billions and billions of fish, billions and billions of bugs, and billions of plants. See, he creates them just like that. So if you have a whole bunch of fish being gobbled up by bigger fish, or birds being gobbled up by a hawk. See, or you have bugs suddenly being billions of bugs being wiped out by something. It's not a big deal. He can just make more. See, now when it comes to people, there are a lot of people. Well, he makes millions of plants and millions of bugs and millions of everything else. He makes millions of people. Now, if these millions of people, many of them have turned their back upon him. They have turned their back upon him. They have placed themselves under the laws of nature, the laws of chance. See? They're not interested in living by faith, living according to principle. They don't like God's laws, and so they become subject to chance. See how that is? And then the other thing is, parents. There would be a lot of suffering in this world that would be, that would not happen if parents, were more aware. If father had an unmistakable bond with his creator within. If mother loved father and respected, if he was respectable, if he had honor and principle, and he was a man of impeccable integrity, and she respected him, and didn't secretly hate him or judge him, or didn't try to be the boss of the family. If she loved father, loved her husband, and loved God, and saw the goodness in her husband, and respect that goodness well, and the parents were very aware. They weren't lost in video games, lost in work, lost in alcohol, lost in booze, lost in money, lost in resenting each other, whatever. If they were very aware, then that would be a protection for the family, All right. Well, so that, I think I've answered that question. I've answered that as best I can. Like I said, you could give me individual circumstances, I couldn't tell you why. But all I can say is that, what's the old expression, give God a chance? In other words, if things aren't going very well for you, you haven't really given God a chance, well, then what can you say? Now, let's see, how about another issue? Oh yes, let's talk a little bit about dating, shall we? Let's talk about dating. First of all, what do I think about dating? Well, I will tell you. Now, this is very good, and I have a brand new book that's just about ready to come out. It is so good. It's like marriage courtshipping from A to Z. It is so good. I cannot tell you. You've got to get it. It's going to be available very, very, very soon. Now, let's talk about dating. All right, dating. I get a lot of questions about dating. Marriage. I love answering questions about marriage because I love marriage. I love reconciliation. I love good fathers and good mothers, and I love children. And marriage to me is just the most one, just the greatest thing. Okay, now let's talk about dating. A lot of people ask about dating and courtship. Well, here's what I think. Number one, I'm in favor of courtship, but not casual dating. I am not in favor of casual dating. Casual dating means one-on-one, you know, boy and girl, one-on-one, you know, man and woman, just casually dating, one-on-one. I am opposed to that because it's going to lead, it leads to trouble. It leads to crossing the line and going too far. It leads to suffering. It leads to broken hearts and the whole works. It's not good, and it is corrupting. I'm not in favor of casual dating one-on-one. I'm in favor of mixed of groups. Groups of nice young people going out, like three or four guys and three or four ladies going out, you know, bowling, skiing, hiking, you know, wholesome activities. Or going out, you know, to a pizza parlor. Bunch of people. It's safe that way. Two or three ladies together, two or three men. That's safe. One-on-one, not safe. Okay? Not a good idea for a young lady to get in a car and go somewhere with one guy. I'm not in favor of casual dating, period. Okay? Now, how about courtship? Well, now what do I mean by courtship? What I mean by courtship is this. I mean, a young man and a young lady do go out for to see a movie or to dinner or to go bowling, to go skiing, to go horseback riding, to go, you know, do something, volunteer in the community, help people, whatever they do it together, okay? But they have the idea of, with the idea in mind, is of marriage. They go out with someone and in their mind they're thinking, is this the person that I can marry? Okay, is this, I want to get married. Is this the person I can marry? So the idea of courtship is every time you go out with a person, you're thinking of marriage. See? Now, do you see how that immediately changes the people's attitude toward each other? How the man, if he's thinking, I may marry this lady. Can you see how he will be much more respectful and thoughtful toward her? So courtship means if you go out with one person, it's because you're thinking of getting married to that person. Got it? All right. Now, let's talk some more about marriage and courtship after this important announcement. This is Pastor Roland.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Pastor Roland. We're talking about dating. I already told you what I think of casual dating. I am opposed to it. I don't like it. I think it's a dumb idea. And parents let their children who are, you know, less than 18 years old engage in casual dating. Not a good idea. Okay? Not a good idea. And then how about courtship? Now, did you have to re-listen to this program if you missed it. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not going to repeat the difference between casual dating and courtship. But you'll have to re-listen to the program. It's available in the archives. Either at the station website or if you go to... you know, if you're interested in couples, I have a great blog that covers couples. Really great blog. But you should have a pencil and paper so you can write it down. It is Common Sense Couples. It's all strung together, one word. Common Sense Couples with an S. Common Sense Couples. No spaces, no dashes. commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. Boy, I tell you, I've really got some great blog posts there, and quite a few eZine articles I've done through eZine. Over 13,000 people have viewed my articles now. They're just excellent. Most of them, well, yes, most are, in fact, about marriage, about couples. I've got some great articles there. But anyway, courtship. Now, the other thing, how about courtship? How about premarital sex? Not a good idea. Best to wait. Best to remain chaste and pure. Okay? That's the best. I'm telling you, that is the best. I know some of you are going to offer all kinds of objections about why it's not possible, but it is possible, and people are doing it all the time. They're remaining chaste and pure until they're married, and I can tell you there are so many good reasons for it. Many, many, many good reasons. And I'm not going to go into them now. You can get my book. I'm just going to say that it's best to remain chaste and pure in courtship. And it's not true that, you know, it can't be done and blah, 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 because people are doing it all over the world. People are remaining chaste and pure until they get married. That's the way to do it. I'm just telling you the truth. Okay? Now, the other thing I want to mention is, what was I going to mention? Oh, yes, a question comes up. What men, or ladies, let's start with the ladies. Ladies ask, what kind of a man should I look for? And I say you should look for a man who has an unmistakable, I can't think of the right term, but it's unmistakable fire in his belly for truth, for justice, for honor. He has a love of truth, a commitment to truth. He loves truth. He loves justice. He doesn't like injustice. He's got a burning desire to know the truth, and he's willing to stand for what's right. He has a love of principle. It's the man to look for. He doesn't have to be perfect, but he has an unmistakable love of principle. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Would you like to go to my pastor blog? Oh, incidentally, if you have an issue, a relationship issue, a marriage issue, a life issue, if you're dealing with unhappiness, anxiety, emotional issues, marriage problems, etc., 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 you can actually get pastoral counseling. I offer pastoral counseling, professional pastoral counseling. I have a PhD in pastoral psychology. I have a master's degree, an earned master's degree in human relations from a prominent university. And I've been on the air counseling, coaching people for over 21 years, okay? I've written 10 books about relationships, about stress, about spiritual things, about leaving behind the baggage of the past. See, I understand trauma. I understand childhood trauma. I understand how it starts, how we become reactive and emotional and resentful. And then one thing leads to another, and everything gets worse and worse. And that brings guilt. And then we try to solve our problems by getting rid of the symptoms and getting rid of the awareness of symptoms, getting rid of the awareness of it, you know, by medicating, by taking alcohol, drugs, marijuana, etc., taking drugs from that have been given to us and so on. I understand all of that, and I understand how to recover, how to repair, you know, one's relationships, repair one's life, refine balance, find your center of dignity, regain composure and calmness, reconnect with your own God-given intuition, and move forward, not just recovery, but move forward to optimal living. I understand that. Go to mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com, for professional pastoral counseling. Okay? All right. Now, I wanted to talk, so we were talking about men and women, and what kind of a guy should I look for? And I said, look for a guy who loves principle. See? Watch out for the guy that tiptoes around, walks around on eggshells, and is oh so nice, and oh so, you know, wimpy nice, because he wants something from you. See? Watch out for that guy. Watch out for the guy that doesn't have any honor, the one that pressures you. The guy that's taking drugs, or it's a little bit sleazy about something or other. Who doesn't love principle? Watch out for that guy. He's not worth your time. You deserve better. See, it helps if you have a good father. See, ladies that have a good father and have a good relationship with their father, they look for someone that like their father. And they find a man who's good like their father. But unfortunately, a lot of ladies had fathers that weren't there for them, and they go out in the world looking for love, and unfortunately, they end up finding men that were like their father who was not that good. See what I mean? Well, I understand all of that, and I can help. I understand. See, you got to get my book. I said, look for the man who has honor. Now, the next question is, what should a man look for? What should a guy look for in a lady? He should look for a lady who's willing to take correction. A lady who's not a man-hater, who doesn't want to be in charge, who sees his nobility and his honor and his virtue. And if he sees her doing something naughty and he points it out, she's willing to defer. See? Out of a love of him and of Prince. See? And she doesn't fight him tooth and nail over everything.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even get to the topic of this unequally yoked thing you hear about so much, unequally yoked. I say you're better off having a guy who loves principle, who has a spark of fire for justice and truth, and you're better off with that fellow, even if he's not a Christian, than some Christian that's a wimpy, wimpy guy who's just a Christian in name only, but it's not that nice underneath. Okay? Same thing with the lady. Not so concerned whether she's a Christian or not. If she's a nice lady, well, then there's hope. Look for somebody with which there's hope. Stay away from the deadbeats and the drug addicts and the wimpy men and the dishonorable men. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.